Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Weekend. I had a great time, a thrilling weekend.
Airing every day from
noon to three.
What's so good about it? I got laid this weekend. It was fantastic.
On 1340 WKGN.
How was yours?
Mine was good. A lot of yard work. I got a grill.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's basically the same
thing. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I got a grill.
Did you get to use it?
Yep.
Hour three, kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour three headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
A little bit of UT basketball news coming out just a few minutes ago. It looks like Tennessee has filled in one of those vacancies on the assistant coaching staff with Justin Gainey.
Okay.
Yep, Justin Gainey, apparently the former associate head coach for Marquette, will be filling that position. So
it's official. He tweeted out. Hashtag new profile pic.
Mm-hmm. That's when you know, isn't it? When they do the profile pic.
Yep. Played college basketball at North Carolina State. And then, was the associate head coach at Marquette under their former coach, Steve Wojciechowski. It was fired, so I don't know how successful they were over at Marquette. But, all right. So that I guess he'll be the second head coach, or excuse me, second assistant coach hired by Tennessee this offseason to go along with Austin Peay's Rod Clark. Okay.
Does say following his departure from Marquette, he went and worked with as an assistant coach at Santa Clara as well, which they're in West Coast Conference, I believe, Gonzaga's Conference, I want to say, Santa Clara. And, it said he actually had one of the top 10 best mid-major recruiting classes in the nation, so... There you go. A recruiter. Some good news there. Just kind of reading the Marquette profile. Yeah, maybe a little bit different with Santa Clara. So
no reason to try to sell this guy. We'll just see what he
does.
I mean, it's fine.
Just a little info on the guy.
I don't think it's anything. I don't know how excited people get about him recruiting a top 10 mid-major class. That's fine. I'm not throwing him out or anything. I'm just saying we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see what he does here.
All right.
Rick Barnes has been good at hiring assistant coaches, so we will, monitor. He gets the benefit of the doubt there.
Yep. Have you guys heard of the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference? You guys know that? They kind of give like awards out, do different rankings, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the Cardinals' acquisition of wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins has received the Alpha Award for Best Sports Transaction of the Year. Many could maybe agree with that. He was a pretty big help, but a lot of people see an issue just because of, Tom Brady going to the Buccaneers may have been the best sports transaction of the year, considering he led them to a Super Bowl. But no, apparently, according to MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference, they said after they had a group gathering, their 2021 group gathering, voting on some of this stuff, they voted that Hopkins to the Cardinals as the best sports transaction of the year. So what do you guys think? I mean, a lot of people the tweets have a little bit of issue with this just because, again, Brady – and the Buccaneers.
Well, they said sports trade, didn't they?
Transaction.
Oh, transaction.
Transaction of the year, which can be a signing, a cutting, and it can be anything.
Yeah, so I guess it'll be before next year, before like Bogdanovich to the Hawks will be in the running, or like trading for Lou Williams, getting paid to take Lou Williams away from
Lou Williams, right. Best transaction in the league. Getting the Hawks a 4 seed so you can go ahead and get swept.
I mean, to go from the 13 seed to a 4 seed, it's a pretty big upgrade, I would say. I mean, many would say that.
Mm.
15-5. I mean, firing Lloyd Pierce could be up there as well.
Oh, yeah.
15-5.
They may just give it to the Hawks in general.
Since McMillan's taken over. He might win Coach of the Year. That'd be wild, Coach of the Year.
Yeah, honestly. He's got to be in the running now.
You would think so. You would think so.
Wait, who? Nate McMillan?
Mm-hmm.
Coach of the Year?
Yeah.
The guy that didn't even start out as a head coach? The guy that got fired a year ago?
The guy that took over
not
team.
Even a year ago? What, 6 months ago?
A guy that took
5 months ago? He got fired?
Oh, he got fired from the Pacers. Yeah. I mean, a guy that took over a team that was ranked last in terms of net rating, in terms of a fourth quarter. Net rating in the fourth quarter. And, you know, since he took over, they have gone from dead last at negative 8.2 on the net rating in the fourth quarter to... What position do you think they're in since he took over?
I don't care.
Draven, any guesses?
I don't care.
30th is last. Where do you think they are now since March 1st? First! Good guess!
Wow.
From negative 8.2 to a positive 15.6 and maybe the clutchest team in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Clutchest team, wow.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, that's Buzz City.
That is true. They erased that 10-point lead pretty quickly.
Buzz.
Pretty quickly. DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, what did... That's,
just
I mean,
Texans got fleeced.
I mean, I get it, but like... I mean, what did it do for the Cardinals? Win them 6 games?
They won 8.
Yeah, but whatever.
Not much of an upgrade. Well, won 5 games the year before.
Yeah, I mean, are you sure they won 8 games? I guess they did.
They went 8-8.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, yeah, it was a masterclass in terms of, I guess, getting a star for cheap, but okay.
So you disagree?
What about getting Anthony Davis? I felt getting Anthony Davis was cooler. Just me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was on the year before, since it would have technically been 2019, but...
I think, yeah, with the whole delay and everything, because the trade took place...
I didn't know like, when the cutoffs were.
It did say 2020, so.
Okay.
You know.
Signing Bogdanovich then, probably better than this. I would say.
Better than Brady to the Buccaneers and leading them to the Super Bowl, right?
Well, I mean, I was saying better than Hopkins, but yeah, sure. Brady going there was good. You would think that would be number one.
Mm-hmm. Either way, thought that was interesting. You just had to find a way to bring in the Hawks, didn't you? Just always gotta find a way to bring them up.
I was just talking out loud about great transactions. That's all I was talking about.
Okay.
Impactful transactions.
Hmm.
Getting James Harden, I guess that'd be 20. See, that was the end of 2019 or end of 2020. I don't know. I mean, I think trading Jared Allen and Spencer Dinwiddie for James Harden, that's probably a better trade than this DeAndre Hopkins thing.
We haven't seen how it plays out just yet, though.
I mean, we've seen how DeAndre Hopkins played out in 8 games.
That's kind of the point. That's why a lot of people have an issue with this list or this award because of that.
And plus, DeAndre Hopkins is overrated. I've said that for a while.
You have. Either way.
Doesn't impress me.
You know what a bad transaction is for the Warriors and James Wiseman. Oof. Was it torn meniscus? Could be out for the rest of the season, kind of what they're predicting. Warriors not looking good, guys. They've been kind of struggling a little bit, and man, that playoff push not looking good with the big man out as well. So, yeah, looks like Wiseman could miss the rest of the year. Tough blow. We also, some other NBA news. How about A-Rod getting in the NBA action? He looks like him and Mark Lohr finalizing a deal to purchase the Minnesota Timberwolves. I believe the Minnesota Lynx in the conversation as well for them
A-Rod's
to purchase
wanted
them.
Wanted him a damn team one way or the other. He really wanted a baseball team, but he'll settle for basketball.
Yeah. How about it?
A-Rod just seems destined to be an owner. That way he can get into the rich guy club and just kind of hang out and make some new fat cat friends, be seen in the press box. Good for him. So I think they're doing like a transition plan where the current owner will stay and help him for 2.5 years, kind of teach him some ropes and –
Does that typically happen? Is that
I just think these are all first-time owners that they're trying to help.
So they're trying to make that process a little bit smoother.
Here's what not to do. Here's what I would do. Do the opposite, because I'm a terrible owner.
I was about to say, Timberwolves have been sort of a mess, man. And also, is this a good thing, though? I know A-Rod's a decent name, but like...
Well, it's good that Minnesota's getting a new owner.
But getting a couple guys with... Basically, no experience,
well,
like you just said.
That's a different question, but I'm saying it's It's good that he is selling the team, but yeah, I don't know about like you know who if the guys that are replacing him will be any better.
Yeah.
I can't predict the future.
Right. Will be interesting though. See how A-Rod does as an owner. Staying in the basketball, how about Donnie Tindall, guys? How about him?
I don't know what happened.
Cutting the nets, celebrating a 2021 Panhandle Conference Championship over there in Chipola.
Let's go.
How about it?
Guy can coach.
He can. You could tell. Players, I mean, they were about it. All guy, celebrating, exciting.
Guy can coach.
Getting Chipola to a championship. I believe their first ever, too, I want to say.
Guy can
conference
coach.
Championship.
Wow, big
time. I mean, doesn't get much more impressive than that, honestly. Chipola. Where's this school at again? Did we ever determine
Florida
that?
Somewhere.
Florida? Was that what it was?
I can't remember.
You should call him up.
When you said all those things, it sounded like I thought he was like going to be like in the country of Panama or something. Just
Panhandle?
We just talked
about him last week.
Yeah, I was thinking like
the Panhandle is that part of Florida.
I understand that. I just heard like I was thinking like Pan American Games is what I thought you were saying.
Yeah.
Mm. I didn't hear Panhandle. I was thinking like Pan American Games. I was thinking like something foreign. So he's in the States. Oh, he's down in Florida. We talked about
he's
that.
He's down in Florida. Yep. Okay. Balling out, leading his team to conference championships, like I said. And kind of talk about this. So an interesting story from former 76ers GM Billy King said the 76ers had to hide Allen Iverson's jersey to prevent him playing injured, which is kind of crazy. He said, yeah, one time in New York, he found his jersey but didn't have any shoes. He pointed to an attendant. What size are you? Just give me those shoes because he wanted to play that bad. What about that competitive fire from Allen Iverson? Having high jerseys, taking shoes.
And look at the day. Look at these kids these days needing load management. Psh.
Weak. Just weak.
Yeah.
How weak is that?
Yeah. Weak. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
She said I don't spend time like I really should. She said she don't know me anymore. I think she hates me deep down. I know she does. She wants to erase me. A couple days, no talking.
Hayden, will you go and track down all of the baseball rankings for us?
Yep.
Tennessee hanging on top five-ish. Top five-ish after a 2-1 weekend as they take down the Gators. Florida was ranked number one preseason, right?
Yeah, they were preseason number one.
Hmm. What's their deal? They're just kind of underachieving this year? Because they're already down to, like, I think, 18th now? That seems bad.
Oof, what a fall.
In the latest D1 baseball rankings, Tennessee hangs on at number five. Vandy, bad weekend for them. As they drop, what, 2 of 3 to Georgia?
Yep.
Georgia able to win that series. Tennessee, Vandy this weekend. How pumped are we for it? Can we petition? Can we get it opened up? Let's just open it up.
Yeah.
Ole Miss is out there living life.
Yeah, really.
Scenes from Ole Miss's stand this weekend were pretty crazy. Can we just get out there and open it up?
Tennessee's number five in Baseball America, too, John.
Okay. So we are just, number five.
Ooh, man, he got smoked twice?
Yep.
Not once, but twice?
Yep.
9-1?
Tennessee could have been in solo first place of the SEC if they would have won on Sunday. Instead, they are now tied at the top of Vanderbilt at 9-3.
Tennessee is number three in USA Today Sports.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Here we go.
Right behind Vandy in that one, I assume?
Yeah, Arkansas, Vandy, Tennessee, Mississippi State, Texas.
Glad we use USA Today.
Right now, Tennessee 9-3 in the conference, tied with Arkansas.
So this is going to be the biggest series in UT baseball history this weekend? Possibly?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. I don't know about UT baseball history.
Yeah, I was going to say UT baseball used to be really, really good. It's the biggest one in the last 15 years.
I feel like
it's probably made it the College World Series. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. College World Series would be bigger, I feel like. If
there might have been one in the past, like make the tournament where they had to make the SEC tournament by winning a series or something. Or it feels comfortable to say it's the biggest one in the last 15 years. I won't call it the biggest ever just because simply I don't know enough about it. But
like, yeah, I don't either, but I'm just thinking, like, you're telling me
it's one of the top
three teams potentially. I mean, you just said three. Tennessee's at three in one of them. So, I mean, I feel like we probably not had a lot of potentially top three matchups in the past. Maybe we have, but.
Yeah. What was it Tony Vitello said after the game, too? He talked his stuff a little bit after the game on Saturday.
I didn't watch the interview.
After the game, he talked to us. He boasted a little bit. He bragged a little bit. He let people know what time it was. He's like, you know, I'm not here to be cocky, but since I've gotten here, we've had a lot of our firsts here at Tennessee. Basically, like, yeah, my boys know how to play.
Yep.
We've handled a lot of our first times because, you know, it was the first time Tennessee, and it was the first time in 51 years they had won their first four SEC series to start a season. Which is kind of crazy when, you know, we talk about, you know, Tennessee baseball used to be, you know, really, really good. But first time ever that Tennessee has won their first four series to start a SEC season. And again, after the game, Vitello's like, yeah, of course. We've got a lot of those here since I've gotten here. And it's a testament to what my program does and what our coaching staff does and the approach we take.
Love it. Love the confidence.
Man, I wish, like, Florida, it almost seemed like yesterday the way Florida celebrated, which I get you want to celebrate not getting swept, and you're probably really down after losing the first two games. The Tennessee fans are really giving it to you. On that game Saturday, you blew a 3-0 lead in the sixth inning. You gave up five in the sixth inning to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You completely fell apart. But Florida celebrated yesterday. Like, they were a team that just came up here with the idea of, like, let's just not get swept. Let's try to win one game against Tennessee, which is a real testament because, I mean, coming into this weekend, we looked and said, hey, just win, you know, go 3-3 the next two weekends, which, you know, basically is like win two against Florida, win one against Vandy. So we were kind of there against Vandy. I don't know if that's still the mentality this weekend, if it's just, hey, don't get swept, or let's go out here and try to win another series, a fifth straight series. But it does seem like Tennessee has a better chance coming into the weekend than we thought we did. You know, after Vanderbilt looks vulnerable against Vandy. Or, excuse me, Vanderbilt looks vulnerable against Georgia. First game got beat, what, 14-2?
Yeah.
Jeez. Yep.
And that was with Rocker starting?
Yep, the Rocker starting.
How many of those home runs did he give up? Because I saw Georgia hit seven home runs. I didn't see how many Rocker gave up. But, like, they teed off. I know they hit at least three off of him. They teed off and, you know, beat him around a little bit. Lindsey Nelson, kind of turning into a tough place to play, too. The fans behind first base, they were living and dying. You know, they're getting a little attention over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the baseball accounts is like, one of the scariest developments is Tennessee fans becoming invested in baseball. Can you just, like, funnel beer out there? Did I miss that video? Like, is that legal? Can you do that?
I don't think you can
do that? Because I know, like, on the porch, it's like, bring your own beer.
No, it's not bring your own beer. Or on the porch,
on
yes.
On the porch it is.
But, like, the student standing room only section, you can bring a cooler, but it can't have alcoholic beverages in it.
Do they sell beer there?
Yes, they do. If you're in the actual, like, seated
were they part in the of the stadium. Were they in that seated part of the stadium?
Yeah,
so
they
theoretically,
are.
They could have just brought in their own funnel.
Yes, yes.
Bought beer from there, Tennessee gets their cut, and then they're out there funneling beers. Like, theoretically, that could have happened.
Or, like...
I mean, obviously, they could have snuck it in themselves and all that, but, like... Go ahead.
There's a standing room only student section, and there's a seated student section where those guys are.
Yeah.
Honestly, somebody could have just brought it in through the standing room only section and, like, handed it to him.
Sure.
Through the, like, the
but
seated section.
It is possible. Basically, my bigger point is it is legal to be out there funneling beers. I guess I hadn't thought of that because I hadn't seen it at football games.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, no one's going to stop you from bringing in a funnel, right? I mean, can you bring in a funnel to a football game too? I mean, I guess
know.
Maybe
security
you could.
Is probably a little bit more strict for football then, but I don't know.
Maybe Tony V is giving them a complete pass behind first base. Like, hey, you guys do whatever you want.
Sounds like it.
It just reminded me of the damn Happy Gilmore, like, scene, like, whenever they're out there just on the golf course living it up. That's what Tennessee baseball has turned into. Jesus, you people. Go back to your shanties. That's how Florida's manager felt. But, like, that seems like an interesting development.
There's a little kid just riding a couple seats over, just watching.
That little kid's probably like, you know, that's probably that little kid's new hero.
Oh yeah.
Well, I remember being young and like going to the football games. And like, there's nothing more than I wanted, like being in the student section. Like, keep in mind, I was like, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, looked really good, and the student section seemed like the coolest place in the world to be.
Yeah.
Something you wanted so bad. So that kid's probably like, I can't wait till I can become a college student and funnel beers with my friends at Tennessee baseball as their top 10 in the country. I can't wait. I just saw that video. I was like, what the hell is going on here? And then I get the thing. I was like, well, I guess anything goes.
Mm-hmm. We're getting rowdy in there.
Because I knew it was like bring your own beer at certain places, but I was like, I didn't think you could do that like in the general, like the general area.
Yeah, I think you don't have to do that on the porch.
But again, that makes sense if you can just bring a funnel in and buy it at the. I forgot they sold it now. Yeah, you just sell it.
$13, yeah.
Is it $13?
Oh yeah, the tall boys are like $13.
Baseball
same. Oh, I assume so. They're the same for football and basketball.
Ugh, yeah,
so I assume they'd be the same.
I didn't know if it would.
Mick Ultra is more expensive, but the normal is like domestic's like $13.
I wasn't sure how it worked, yeah. I think I'd get by with charging that at baseball games, but I guess if you're going to put a top five product on the field.
Hey,
I mean, we're desperate for winners. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
10-2 would have felt a lot better. 10-2 would have been cool. 9-3 is cool. 10-2 would have been a lot cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way it happened was disappointing. Three-run homer.
In the eighth, right? You give a three-run homer in the eighth.
To the guy who's been like your rock out of the bullpen, too.
Yeah, that was tough. I still thought they were going to come out and get a run too.
I mean, every time this year they've been down, they pretty much scored in the bottom half of the inning.
Yeah,
like they did against Florida. Went up, you scored five in the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, you got clutch against LSU to start that second game of to restart the game of the doubleheader coming out in the ninth inning. I guess that's a sign of a great team is like you have confidence even when you're trailing at the end, but that's tough. Left a little bit of a bad taste in your mouth. That's okay. Get the boys back and remotivated.
Let's go.
Big weekend. I wish they'd open it up. Come on. Come on, Danny. Will we ever open it back up all the way? What are we waiting on?
Good question.
I might try to go on Friday. I don't know. I haven't been able to go yet.
Okay, I was going to say it's going to be hard, but I guess as a student you might have a better chance. Like I think the resale tickets will be tough. Like I don't think like I could call and get one.
Heard it's easier to get in the standing room only section than the seated section's hard to get into for students, but
yeah,
the standing room you can get.
Well, it's only going to get even harder because like now it's becoming a thing, and like we want to be a part of that. And hell, look, funnel and beer. I mean, it looks like the place to be on a Friday night.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Didn't see many girls in there though.
Yeah,
which is fun. Just go out with your bros and
some girls out there on Sunday just taking like
selfies
and Visco pictures. Cool
Visco pictures.
Visco.
What is Visco?
It's like this, like,
am I missing out?
Aesthetic app.
You're not.
New
no.
Thing?
Like, no, there's another app out. Now?
Is this another thing?
It's been out for like 2 years.
No,
it's just the same thing, just different. It's just literally like, just the same thing as like Instagram.
Where you post pictures that aren't good enough to go on Instagram, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Literally. That's literally what it is.
What is happening to society?
You guys ever heard of Visco? You've heard of Visco, at least.
I've never heard of it.
I've heard of a girl talking about Visco. I feel like
I don't talk to a lot of girls.
Yeah, I would say, how many women do you think I talked to?
They're all
I've women. Never heard of this app in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Not about to get.
I feel like it's the most pointless out of all of them. Hayden, am I wrong in saying that? Just because like it's just Instagram all over again.
Well,
there's something
different
where you can't comment.
You see some dirty pictures on there, but they're not.
Oh, interesting. Winners and losers of the weekend coming up next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. And losers of the weekend. Winners and losers of the weekend. Brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit g3helpme.com or call them at 865-558-8030. They've been serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's g3helpme.com. Cam, hit the music.
Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers.
All right, Cam, who won this weekend?
All right, my number three winner of the weekend. I gave it to Hope Trotwine. I don't really know how to say her name very well, but she is a softball pitcher for North Texas. She threw a perfect game where she struck out every single batter. 21 up, 21 down, 21 strikeouts.
Wow. So you said it was a perfect game?
Yeah, perfect game. Struck out every single person. Every time somebody came up to the plate, they struck out.
My goodness.
And that's believed, I think, to be the first perfect game of, you know, everybody striking out, like nothing else in NCAA history. So big time win for her there. Thought that was a crazy stat there. 21 strikeouts. Woof. So shout out to her. My number two winner of the weekend, I gave it to Aaron Taylor. Probably not familiar with Aaron Taylor, but he spent 26 years in prison, and he was a guy that used to call some prison basketball games, things like that. They gave him a chance to be a guest broadcaster for the Warriors this past weekend. So he got to broadcast a little there, basically like announce the starting lineup, stuff like that. He got to do a couple post-game things with the players. So big moment for him, just really cool experience for him. He went, like I said, from calling prison basketball games to getting to call his favorite team. So big for him, super cool experience for him, I bet. And my number one winner of the weekend, I kind of had to just give it to Hideki, man. Like, I mean, first Japanese guy to win the Masters, big time, biggest sporting event of the weekend. He's got to be the number one winner of the weekend.
Okay. My three winners of the weekend. Number three, I went with, went with Miles Bridges.
Hey.
Yes, it's his team stinks. He had to get one little moral victory in there, yep.
That's just a dunk you'll see for a long time, and that will raise his profile, and that's pretty nice.
Dunk of the year. And the more I think about it, dunk of the last, like, maybe 4 or 5 years, honestly. Like, think about the last 4 or 5 years. Name me a better dunk. Cricket, exactly. Like, Miles Bridges.
The one I said at the beginning of the show, Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. Like Anthony Edwards did not go back. Like, Miles Bridges was back at his ankles. He had the ball down here, his feet, and brought it all the way back up. Just right down Capella's throat. My goodness.
I already told you one. Woo.
Take that dunk over a win any day.
Miles Bridges.
Any day.
Number one. What a loser mentality.
The Hornets fans.
Two-star players out. Close game. Not going to be mad. But dunk of the year. Can't take that away. Wow.
Can't take it away, and Anthony Edwards already had it, so you are correct. It's Anthony Edwards' dunk of the year. My second biggest winner of the weekend, I went with Anthony Neuer. You know who Anthony Neuer is?
No, do not.
No.
Cam, you know who Anthony Neuer is?
I don't think
Hodden,
so.
Do you know who Anthony Neuer is?
I only know Anthony Older.
You only know Anthony Older? Older? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, Anthony Neuer is the 18-year-old that made history by converting the first 7-10 split on TV in 30 years. Those announcers really put him over. If you guys watched that clip,
I did.
The bowling announcers acted like that was the best thing in the sport's history.
I mean, first time in 30 years, though. And I'm sure there's not a lot of crazy stuff like that for bowling, right? I mean, honestly. So.
And then they flash up the score, and it was like, you know, it's still trailing by like 70 pins, like whatever they were playing, like teens-wise or whatever.
Really?
Still trailing by 70 pins. But they were going wild because he converted the first 7-10 split on TV in 30 years, and I want to say this was the fourth ever in history of televised bowling.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Which I guess if you're that good, you don't leave a lot of 7-10 opportunities, and then they're really hard to pick up.
Yeah.
But he picked it up, and he is a winner of the weekend. Number one, you could go with Hideki Matsuyama. That's a good one. I'll throw him on there. He can share the spotlight with Tennessee's own Bianca Belair.
Yeah.
She got that title.
Yeah,
the Vols get a championship. Florida, no championship. No. Georgia, no championship. Alabama, no championship.
Wow.
It's not like Justin Thomas won the Masters. Go to hell, Alabama. That missed where Bubba Watson did anything at the Masters either. Go to hell, no. Georgia.
Well, he went to Georgia.
Did he not?
The only ones I really know are Justin Thomas at Alabama and Spieth at Texas, right?
It was either Georgia or Auburn, like.
Oh, either way, they can both go to hell. Yeah. Patrick Reed was at Georgia for a little bit and then got kicked off a team, right? Because wasn't he, like, stealing from his teammates or something crazy like that?
Bubba did go to Georgia.
I thought
by the way.
Yep. Okay. And I want to say Patrick Reed was at, like, Georgia, too, and got kicked off. Or maybe he was at a different school, but he got kicked off because of, like,
you know, those
maybe
golf guys are bad boys.
University of Georgia as well.
Can you look and see if he got dismissed or kicked off?
Response to cheating,
cards?
Theft claims during, okay. Yep.
I thought so.
During his time in college, yep.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, and Justin Spieth did, like, a year at Texas. I know Justin Thomas is an Alabama fan. I don't know if he went to Alabama or not. I thought he did, but Brent Snedeker is like a Vandy guy, right? None of those guys, Hideki Matsuyama, that's fine. Roman Reigns, he's a Georgia Tech guy, so no SEC ties there. Ain't got to worry about that. So I'm going with Bianca Belair, number one. Okay. Put on a show. A superstar making moment. You guys might be laughing, but it's a big time deal for her. Big time deal for her and for us as Tennessee fans. Just see what she did. She has this thing, Draven. She has this really long braided hair. And sometimes she'll use it as a whip. And she whipped the hell out of her opponent. Had a big welt on her ribs at the end of the match where she had just given her a hair whip. That.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah.
That was real.
Yeah. You can't fake a welt.
Well.
These guys getting hit in the back with these steel chairs are real too. Like they're actually having to take the hits, guys. What are we doing here?
They cushioned the blow a little bit.
What do you mean they cushioned the blow?
It's fake steel.
It's fake steel. It's not fake steel. What are you guys talking about? I mean, I meant to be
slinging it, but they're right. Yeah. They're letting up right there before they hit it.
That's not how it happens. It's just flat. You just take it on your back. Are you guys still doing this about wrestling? Are you guys? You got poor Natalia getting her her tooth knocked through her lip last night. That wasn't fake.
How do you know, though? How do you know it wasn't fake?
Why would you fake your tooth getting knocked? Like, sometimes your teeth get knocked out. Why would you fake a tooth getting
knocked out? Because
you're
sitting here right now talking about it the next day. It was something you liked. You remembered.
Grow up.
We need to grow up. Yeah. Oh.
You're at the age where you get too cool for wrestling and you never come back into it and you look, it's fake. Grow up.
We need to grow up.
It's a bell curve. It's a bell curve, you idiots.
Totally coming back into it.
It's a bell curve, you idiots. It's, oh, wrestling is really cool. It's like the IQ thing, right? It's the IQ thing. You guys seen the IQ like meme? Like 80 and lower, pro wrestling is really cool. Like 0 to 70, pro wrestling really cool. 70 to 90, pro wrestling is fake and stupid. And then like pro wrestling, like IQ like 110 and beyond, like pro wrestling really cool again. You guys are stuck there in the, oh, it's fake.
Right. I was never in the other part.
Yeah.
No.
Avengers are way cooler. Way more real.
Yeah, they are.
It's way less embarrassing to like as an adult.
Hey, you got real people out there faking it. I got fake people out there faking it. Exactly. I know what I'm getting.
Exactly. Thank you.
I'm accepting what I'm getting.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. Shout out to the VFL. Getting us a championship. We needed one. Good weekend for us. Baseball team. I'm just going to go with Tennessee as our winner.
We needed it.
Our tennis team's like, what, number five in the country? They beat the hell out of Texas A&M. It was like number eight in the country. I think we swept them. Yeah, we've got some winners right now.
We were dominating the track meet, too.
But did we?
Yeah.
I don't think I got an email.
Got to dominate at home. But we were.
What do you mean at home?
It was a home track meet.
I mean, I understand that, but like, I get the idea of like playing basketball at different places and being tougher. I don't get the idea of like running on a track and it being tougher on the road versus home.
Yeah, you're just used to your track. I mean, it's...
Is it the track or is it just like your legs get tired from like the bus ride?
Could be that too. You do have to go through the travel, but yeah, no travel's nice. And, you know, you are used to your track and your facilities and things like that. So, makes it a little easier on some stuff.
I just feel like fast with travel.
Yeah.
Like speed with travel.
Yeah, it does. No, it does.
All right, who are your losers of the weekend?
All right, my number three loser of the weekend. I gave it to Major League Baseball just because, that call yesterday got them in the spotlight for the wrong reasons. And not a good look. My number two loser, I had James Wiseman and the Warriors. I mean, him going down is not good for them. They've been struggling already, trying to, you know, somehow get a playoff spot. And this is not helping their case, not helping their odds of that at all. So... not great for them. And my number one loser of the weekend, I just gave it to Xander Schauffele. Ah, there he is. Xander Schauffele. Because I read an article where basically he picked the wrong club on that hole that he triple bogeyed. Apparently they went one club too short of what they should have went or normally had gone at that hole.
I thought he blamed the win.
Well, he said he hit it too short. This article was saying he hit it too short, and if he would have went a club up, it should have landed about right on the green, and so that basically cost him $575,000 because he was sitting firmly in second place, you know, and you know in contention to win as well, and second place netted $1.2 million. But instead, he only got like $600,000 somewhere in there for where he ended up finishing. So, bad decision by him and his caddy led to losing $500,000. So, that makes you a loser, in my opinion. So, yeah. He's my number one loser of the weekend.
That's tough. Not a lot of Not a lot of difference here with me. I went with...
What's many losers this weekend?
Xander at number three. Baseball umpires at number two. I guess maybe I could throw in the state of Minnesota. Not going to be a good little run here for them. They're going to be in some trouble coming up soon. And number one, I actually went with Sean Payton. I just feel like if you're going to make a biopic about me, like...
Shouldn't be a while I'm suspended.
It's tough. Well, yeah, about being suspended, but also, like, if I'm Sean Payton, I probably don't feel like Kevin James looks a lot like me.
Kevin James lost weight, though. I mean, hasn't
he? Balloons back. He goes back and forth. Yeah. He fluctuates back and forth, but still, if I'm Sean Payton...
Not your first choice.
Not my first choice. Not my first choice. I guess it could have been worse. Some people were putting him and Frankie Muniz side by side. He does look a lot like Malcolm. Oh, no. He does look a lot like Malcolm in the middle. I guess it could be worse.
Who's playing you in your biopic?
Probably Kevin James. Jonah Hill. Fat Jonah Hill. What are you giggling about?
I'm trying to figure out who would play Draven.
Some Disney.
Somebody pretty talented, I'm telling you. Somebody pretty talented.
Died. Never mind.
Grim. You're going to say the kid from Grown Ups? You do kind of get the kid from Grown Ups.
I was
going
to say the one Disney Channel kid.
Oh. Tell about the one, yeah.
Yeah. You do kind of look like him. Zac Efron.
I wasn't going to say it, but you know.
But you know what?
Ted Bundy.
Zac Efron did play Ted Bundy. That is true. He could pull it off for you.
You could age Ted Bundy down.
Okay. Well, good batch of winners and losers. Did we miss anybody?
You said Katie Ledecky.
What did she do?
She was...
I saw that she was swam really fast again.
Yeah, she's back to that. She basically finished a 1,500-meter race where she had to wait at the finish line for 26 seconds before somebody else finished.
Excuse me?
Yeah, she was sitting there for 26 seconds. Until somebody else finished. So,
until the next person finished?
Yeah.
How long was the race?
1,500 meters. She did it in about, like, I think it was like 15 minutes, 40 seconds, somewhere in there.
So, I mean, that's what, 15 minutes, 15 laps around the pool?
Yeah, something like that. She even, like, lapped a girl in it, too. Like, I didn't even know
No, that's not uncommon. I've seen that before. Like, in the Olympics, I mean, like, when they do those long races, like, they'll have, because they swim that in the Olympics, and people will get lapped. But 26 seconds. Oof, boy. Because, yeah, I mean, like, that's Olympians, obviously, so you would think that the best swimmers from other countries would be.
Yeah. So that's like 30 down and back. Like, yeah, the Olympic size is 50, right? Yeah.
We had a 21-year-old girl, Shai Shakari Richardson, ran the sixth fastest time by a woman ever in history.
At Tennessee?
Not here. She was at, like, a professional meet.
Oh.
But the... U.S. has not had a woman claim gold in the Olympic 100 meter on the women's side in like 25 years. So
since what, Marion Jones? I mean, would she have been the last one?
I think it's somewhere in there. Yeah, like 25 years. So like this is probably our best chance now because this girl is 10.72.
How fast are you saying Ledecky swam that in?
I think it was 15:40, if I remember right. I maybe misremembering
that's
there.
Fun, yeah.
Marion Jones got caught cheating.
Did she not?
Who?
Didn't Marion Jones get caught cheating?
I don't think I've ever heard that before. But what was she cheating with? Like, what was she doing?
Steroids and, like, PEDs. Right? Yeah, am I making that up? You're my track guy.
No, I'm pretty sure you're right there, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I miss using steroids. Wow. I don't think I ever heard that before, to be honest.
Yep, she admitted. But would she have been the last one that won in 96 or no?
Yeah, no. Is that not it?
No, nope. No. It says she was 2000 Olympic Games.
Okay.
Either way, okay. Last call on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call here on the program. All right, let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. Cameron, what do you got for us?
I got Kansas town arrest people for doing this.
Kentucky.
They arrest people for not paying medical bills.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This seems sad. Oh, hey, yeah. Did you guys see the one story over the, like, last week where the guy who got like blown up and like burned? They like took him to the hospital and saved his life. And then they're like, okay, by the way, you owe us $1.7 million. And he was basically like, I wish I would have died.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he says. Like, I'm laying he's like, when I get that bill, I'm wondering, like, was it worth living? Because, like, my life's going to be ruined now. I have a burnt up face and now owe $1.7 million to this hospital that I'm never going to be able to afford.
That is true, man. That's sad, but that's true.
Well, basically, in this town, it's Coffeyville, Kansas. The judge has no law degree, and debt collectors get a cut of the bail. So basically, the medical debt collectors are just like controlling who gets arrested and stuff. And it's really just messed up all around. So basically, yeah, like these debt collectors just basically go around and they basically take the biggest debts and then just get people arrested and they get a cut of the bail. And so they're making money off this and people are getting thrown in jail for basically just like having like $200 of medical bills. Like it could be like really small stuff. And it's just nuts in this town. Kansas seems like a very backwards place if this like is what's going on.
I feel like I would simply move, but I guess if you don't have the money to pay, if you're not paying your medical bills, you might not have the money to move.
Yep. Nope. That's how you get stuck. Yeah, if I'd make everybody sad real quick.
It's tough.
Unfortunate. Let's see. What do we got here? Colorado looks to legalize this.
Oh, boy. I'm excited. What one could this be?
You want to take a couple guesses?
So they already got
meth.
It's cocaine. I'm going to go cocaine.
Mm. Nope. Not cocaine. Not meth.
Those are good guesses.
Not drugs. I'll tell you, not drugs.
Oh, okay. It's not drugs.
Oh, wow.
Not drugs.
Guns?
I think their guns are already legal.
Well,
there.
I mean,
they signed like a big bill.
Hey, we're number two amendment, man.
They shot down like a big bill right before their latest shooting over there. Yeah. No, they're fine to go. Keep guessing. It's fine.
The physician's assistant thing where they can kill you.
That'll be
a suicide?
That's it.
Be a grim day when they legalize it, although I am in favor of it.
I am too, yeah.
But I don't feel like it's legal in any states here, right?
I feel like one state's kind of...
I thought it was D.C. you could do it.
Yeah, right? No?
Can you? Well, I know there's some countries.
Well, first of all, D.C.'s not a state.
Well, it's not a state, yeah, but...
But I don't think it's legal in anywhere in America. I thought there was only like one country that's even like legal. Like, there's not very many countries it's legal in either. Was it like Denmark or like Iceland or something like that?
Yeah.
It's not that, though. Okay. No more guesses? One more.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Figured you guys would have at least gone with like prostitution or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that.
I was like, that's too easy. Yeah.
They're going with, they're looking to legalize human composting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What? I did read something about this.
Human composting. That's where your dead body can become garden soil.
Yeah. You can grow.
Couldn't it already
you can grow even
that,
in the
though?
Afterlife.
You just put the ashes in the soil.
A little bit. Kind of like that.
I don't know if it's the same thing. I don't feel like ashes are the same as like turning into soil, or like fertilizer.
Oh, there's actually quite a few states that have death with dignity laws.
Yeah.
That have it legalized?
9 states.
Yeah, where it's
California,
legal?
Colorado's already there. Okay. District of Columbia, Hawaii, Maine, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon,
boom.
Vermont, and Washington.
What's that, Hayden? I think that's 2 trivia points for us for tomorrow. Yes, sir. Go ahead and chalk that one up real quick. Wow.
Because you thought D.C. was a state?
No, because
you
I told
state,
you.
It's
you
want, governed by the United States.
You want points for me at... Well, so is Puerto Rico. Do you want to go down there and...
I didn't say Puerto Rico, though, did I?
So
I said a couple of states,
yes,
possibly.
Yes, okay. Let's keep going through this. Let's keep going. And then I said, what states? And you guys said D.C. And you
won't. I said D.C.
Well, you're a team. And again, you act like this is a good thing. It's not a state.
I know it's not a state.
You didn't answer. You want credit
but
for it?
But we were right. We said there were multiple states, and there are. There are states in the U.S. that do have this.
That's fine. And I'll... That's fine, but you also said that D.C. was a state. You don't see the problem here with this?
I wasn't saying that. He said there are multiple states, and
I said,
additionally...
what state, but, and you said D.C.
Well, I didn't wasn't answering your question. I just said I was making a statement, which was correct.
Submitted note. So the news, the Twins Red Sox game has been postponed, and the Nets Timberwolves game may be postponed as well.
Yeah, like I said, Minnesota is going to.
They're going to be popping off.
Minnesota probably should have been the number one loser of the weekend, honestly. Yeah. Like, Minnesota is going to be back in the focal point of what's going on here.
Mm. Just sell it to Canada.
I mean, Minnesota is further north than Toronto, right?
Yeah, just get rid of it.
Put it in Toronto.
What do we really need Minnesota for? What good has came out of Minnesota?
Don't they have
all the good college basketball players the last few years?
That's true.
All the good college basketball
players.
Well,
once they're in college, we could say, hey, they were in here when it was the U.S., and now we just get rid of it. And
the Randy Moss Vikings were cool.
Okay. Well, those are gone, so.
Don't they have the biggest mall in the United States?
We don't need that. We can build a bigger one.
Yeah.
We can build a bigger one.
Do you even need a bigger mall in 2021?
Yeah, who even malls anymore?
That's true.
That mall has like a roller coaster in it and stuff.
That's unnecessary. Minnesota's just an unnecessary place.
I'm pretty sure you're right there, John. That little pointy thing on top is the highest point in the United States, I'm pretty sure.
Well, that's no, I think I'm pretty sure Minneapolis is further north than Toronto, too.
Mm.
Bears can get mad at us because we're running a little low on time.
Okay.
Okay, show's over. Drive's up next.